final segment with Steve Watson, and you're going to hear more on this show. Great video, Skype connection to London. He's got his answer to 1984, 1776 shirt. Everybody can just wear the white T-shirt and black shoe polish, make your own 1776 shirt. They'll know what it means. Get out there. The corrupt British government run by the globalists says you cannot protest the disgusting princeling, the droppings of the old witch, and his brood mate to produce more demon goblins. It is now time to let them know that we are not their slaves. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Okay, you're not getting control of my country, even though you've tried, globalist. Going back to Steve over there in Airstrip 1, finishing up with your views on the whole geopolitical ramifications of the globalists trying to destabilize the Middle East. Why do you think they're doing that?
Well, they're doing it for, well, it's threefold, really. They're doing it for oil. They're doing it for the banking, central banking. The rebels set up a central bank within days of the military action over there, and they're doing it for geopolitical strategic reasons, and they all overflow each other. They're stoking up a civil war over there, which is exactly what they did in Iraq. It's the same operation. Of course, it's the other day it came out that the conspiracy theorists that said the Iraq war was about securing the country so that the oil mega corporations could go in, suck out the reserves. It turns out they were right. Through cables that were released that proved that 5 months before Iraq, the British government was meeting with BP and Shell to lobby the Bush administration to get them a piece of the jigsaw over there. It's exactly the same in Libya. Libya's got the largest proven oil reserves in North Africa. Of course, in 2009... Gaddafi proposed nationalising it all, which is obviously poison talk to the globalist interests that want to get in there, get a piece of that for themselves. They had a national central bank as well, which is a very rare thing these days. Normally it's all owned by corporate shareholders who own all the mega corporations, the oil companies as well. Libya had its own national bank. It had its own currency, which I'm sure will be swiftly replaced, and the country will be flooded with worthless dollars. And
oh yeah, the East is already setting up its own central bank currency and oil company. They're not wasting time.
No, exactly. I'm sure we'll see rapid inflation there, which will counteract the fact that they've got Libya has. Vast reserves of gold to back up their national currency.
From the poorest to the richest in 40 years, they don't like it, and they're going to wreck it and roll in with the UN and special injections for the population that's tripled. They've got special shots for them, Steve.
I haven't heard about this. What's this?
Oh, well, you know, once the globalists take over, they've got special UN shots filled with sterilization hormones.
That's what they do. But, I mean, what you got to do is just look at a map. You've got Libya, Egypt on one side, you've got Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Pakistan on the other. In the middle of that, you've got Iran. That's in the offing for them as well. Down the bottom, you've got Yemen, Somalia, Sudan. And then once you've democratized all those countries, you basically surround Russia and China. So that's the other reason why we're seeing what we're seeing in Libya at the moment.
And by the way, in closing, they're not democratizing them. They've now banned any protest in Egypt, and they're putting in the...
Democratizing.
Yes, absolutely enslaving them. Steve Watson, also known as Paul Watson, joking, folks, they are two brothers, over at PrisonPlanet.com. Continue the great work. Thanks for joining us, and I hope you have fun at the royal wedding.
I shall bring back lots of reports.
Everyone's looking forward to it. Oh, my gosh, no one can wait in England. It's so wonderful. Oh, free cupcake.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To say that we are overloaded with incredible news on every front, geopolitically, economically, militarily, is an understatement. We have a completely jam-packed broadcast today. It'll be tons of news across the board in the first hour. Into the second hour, we'll be taking your phone calls and more news. And Lord Christopher Monckton joins us, Webster Griffin, Tarpley, Steve Watson. And I'll break down more of why those guests are joining us a little bit later in the hour. Now, you know syndicated columnist, former NSA officer, Wayne Madsen broke here on the show last week that he's having to leave the U.S. because he's been threatened through the State Department, through a major media outlet and a foreign consulate, that the White House is coming after him because he's been going to Chicago, Hawaii, other areas investigating who Obama, Barry Satoru, really is. Now he's leaving the country to write a book on it, but not just the birth certificate issue, the CIA background. And he did give up his citizenship and did become Barry Satoru. Those documents have been released. Drudge's headline, we're going to get this mirrored up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, missing records in Hawaii, missing records in Kenya, missing records in Indonesia. And that's what Corsi found when he got detained by the police when he went to Kenya. That's what Madsen is finding, and of course Madsen is going to Indonesia He's coming here first. So Madsen's also on this. This is the real deal. And this is dangerous. This is dangerous. I mean, everyone in his family we've looked at is admitted above CIA. I mean, OSS before CIA, Ford Foundation, Rockefeller Foundation. I mean, they are the real deal. This guy is a complete government manufactured creature. Western intelligence has been caught. The Russians were big on this and still are, getting young people in countries, positioning them as agents. Things like Kevin Costner's No Way Out, that's very accurate from the Russian perspective, very accurate. Real things like that are on record happening. If you think the Russians are doing it, you think the globalists around America are doing it, Obama is a totally compromised, not even blackmailed. You don't have to blackmail him. He is their creation, trained from a baby. And the evidence is all there. It's legion. Webster Griffin Tarpley really, well, he's, by the way, sell these books. I'm not poo-pooing Tarpley's. I'm not poo-pooing Jerome R. Corsi, Dr. Corsi's book. But we've interviewed Corsi, and we know a lot of what's in the book. And Drudge has got a boil down on it. And it's he is respected, and he's doing original research, and that's great. But Webster Griffin Tarpley, a year before Obama got elected, started writing his Barack H. Obama, the Unauthorized Biography. And it's got everything in it, everything that's since come out. Of course, he wrote the original George Herbert Walker Bush, the Unauthorized Biography. And those are all available at Infowars.com, I should have, if you want to support us, and Tarpley. And then he wrote another subsequent book about Obama's criminal activities right as he got elected, predicting what he would do. And we put a lot of that in my film, the seminal film, seen more than 30 million times online, The Obama Deception, now more pertinent than ever. But we're going to be going over that today. Also, Donald Trump is running around getting in big arguments about the birth certificate issue. So we're going to be going over that report. Cuba lays the foundation for a new leader. That's a big deal. Cesium-137 threat grows while corporate media remains mute. The levels are going up and up and up and up in North America. And the feds aren't releasing numbers. States are releasing numbers 181 times for one isotope, then 300 plus, then 500 plus. This is just building up. Now the Japanese government a few weeks ago said it may go for months, then 6 months, then 9 months. Now they're saying maybe years. That five of the six reactors are just going to smoke and continue to melt down and burn and belch out radioactive death. At 7.5 million times, ABC News reported 3 weeks ago, normal levels. 7.5 million. Washington Post interviewed radiation specialists who said 5 hours at the level that it was being released in just one measurement at Fukushima would roughly kill half the people that came in contact with it within a month. The rest would be dead within a few years. Birth defects off the charts, guaranteed from examples we've seen like Chernobyl. Large areas of Japan unlivable, but they're still just going to live there and die. So this is a huge deal, and now it's just not even on the back burner. It's just faded off now that we're five-plus weeks into it. It's just faded off into obscurity, just like Haiti and the tsunami or the tsunami in 2005. Humans tend to muddle through things, and the globalists know this, so they can get away with bloody murder. And nobody will get in trouble. General Electric, even though their own engineers quit when these were built, saying they were dangerous, they're not going to get in trouble. In fact, they run the White House. They don't have to pay taxes, nothing. So it's how it works. And they're openly funding, through George Soros and others, the groups pushing to rob what's left of the middle class that won't even pay for a few months of government operation, but their enemy will be gone. And the giant blue-collar mass is out there, on average, I've seen the polls, saying, slit the throat of the middle class, and then they won't be there anymore to get their hair cut by them or get their car fixed by them or go to the golf course and be caddied for them or buy clothes or go to their restaurant. But that's what you want, what you get. You want to live like they do in the third world? I mean, the globalists went into Argentina. The old saying, as rich as an Argentine. Until about 80 years ago, Argentina was more wealthy than the U.S. per capita. Back per capita, the wealthiest country in the world for the average citizen, except for Switzerland. And, of course, Switzerland, low taxes, free market, handing out machine guns and hand grenades to every man and woman, giant underground bases for the entire population, and a total republic that our founders actually modeled us after Switzerland and the old system they had in the Netherlands. That's now gone. Then the Greeks. We're told we're modeled after the Greeks. It ain't true. We're modeled after the Swiss and the Dutch. Go read what the founders said and then go research what they've got. Oh, you go back 300, 400 years ago, the Dutch would get robbed by pirates on their big wealthy shipyard and trade centers. So they just organized local militias with their own cannons and muskets and trained them. And part of working in the shipyards or in the dikes or in those loaders at those warehouses was you had to be ready to be called up by the local private militia. And people that had houses on the coast, they cut out big walls, put cannons in. Of course, they've taken that away from the Dutch now, but the Swiss still have it. If you really want to study it, the Swiss have the Dutch model, and then we've got the Swiss model. But again, let's not actually know history. Let's not be as rich as the Swiss. Let's not be as rich as an Argentine. Oh, the Argentinians, they let the bankers come in the 70s, and they had a coup, and they rounded up and killed tens of thousands, arrested hundreds of thousands. Pinochet took over September 11th. If you pull up the date, I forget the exact year. Pull that up for me, please. Henry Kissinger helped back all that, and then they robbed everybody. And then, of course, 2000, they did the same thing again. They got them to dollarize their currency, and then they imploded it overnight, just like we're entering. And then the whole economy falls apart, and the bankers can come in and take over. All right, now I'm ranting. I'm actually ranting now. Let me just, never been successful doing this. Let's see if I can do it right now. Let me just read to you randomly the stacks. Well, I mean, the stacks all have their basic information, but just the stacks, because I don't even know where to go first. I actually do, but okay, cops use mobile scanners to steal cell phone data from innocent Americans, and the system, they admit, hacks your phone. When the cop pulls you over, they've got a machine, and I told you this years ago, it's what the Google trucks do. They're now under Homeland Security putting these in to all, they've announced they're going to put them into all of the mailmen delivery trucks. I was just politically incorrect. I'm going to say it again, mailman trucks. You don't like that, do you, Sovietizers? I'll say what I want. I don't care if a man or a woman's driving, and I'm going to call it mailman because you don't like it. The mail person truck, there I behave myself. The mailman, they're attaching these systems to them to grab your digital data. That came out. Google's doing it all over the world. They are an arm of the NSA. So is AT&T. I told you that years before it was came out. And the system within seconds, because it's built into all the smartphones by federal and international law. It's continuity of agenda worldwide, except for a few rogue countries that are mopping up. And within 2 seconds, the specs report, the phone opens, your emails, your photos, your surfing history. And by the way, it's not just the state police doing this in Michigan. The state police, but limited units are being given the systems through the Threat Fusion, Homeland Security training command bases. As they dole out these systems, I remember 2003, it's in Matrix of Evil. It was in the Green Bay paper that the governor kind of slipped up at a tour of a Threat Fusion center. And he said, yeah, we can just dial in their Social Security number or driver's license here and find them in real time via their cell phone with GPS. We can also hit this button and listen to them. And the state police were like, no, governor. I mean, this came out. Don't. Well, the Austin police can just sit there with the special units they've got. The other slave cops don't know. They haven't been told yet. And they just dial right in, grab your whole phone, totally illegal. They don't care. They got the weapons. State police in Texas have got it. They've got laser couplers that you can't even see unless it's a foggy evening where they can laser your window, and it gives them unbelievable sound inside your house. It acts as a membrane to then pick up the vibrations in your home. They hit one button, dial into your phone, even when it's on the hook, dial in and listen in your house. That's all been announced. And the cops are actually going after the ACLU for releasing this info. Well, they want $500,000 from them for them there releasing it. And the cops, when they pull you over, and they also sit off the side of the road, they just drive by, and they don't have to aim it at you. They just drive by, just like a face scanner or a license plate reader. As you drive by, it's like, doop, starts the download. Doop, starts the download. Doop, starts the download. Oh, I'll take your photos. I'll take your surfing habits. I'll take everything on your phone, your passcodes. It's all mine. It's all mine. See, I said I'd just read headlines, and I couldn't do it. I read one article. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, Paul Watson. And by the way, people who think we exaggerate, Paul Watson's article is excellent and more expansive than CNET, AP, and Reuters, but it's nothing. I actually this morning spent about 30 minutes reading the full documents, This is not cops use mobile scanner to steal cell phone data from innocent Americans. It should be cops use NSA system to hack phones, steal all data. Total Orwell. Drink your floor.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. And I just read one of the headlines there. When I come back in the next segment, this is a short one. I'm going to go through these in detail. But let me just start getting into the headlines now. Reverend Al Sharpton joins President Obama's immigration reform effort. That means stirring up the giant army of foreigners that have been taught to hate America to be used as a political weapon for the banksters to make sure the middle class is destroyed. the banksters always have the communist hordes working for them. Continuing, I-Team, NASA losing large amounts of high-tech equipment, massive theft going on. Well, when the air traffic controllers aren't watching movies or sleeping, I mean, this is government. What do you expect? Sheriff faces meth charge in state ravaged by drug. Make it legal, and then people won't want to use it, every study shows, and the cops won't be corrupt anymore. But they first got the cops under prohibition accustomed to something being illegal that everybody wanted, and they could feel good about getting paid off about people being able to have a drink. So right after they lost prohibition of alcohol, they made the drugs illegal that you could buy at the corner store. And then, of course, drug use exploded. Oh, side issue. Continuing here, Libyan rebels will receive $25 million from the U.S., and they're calling it non-lethal aid. Yes, the bombs dropping, the weapons being shipped in by the U.S. and England. Since before this started, the special forces on the ground, lasing targets, it's non-violent, and this is not a war. Arab Spring setbacks in the shadow of complicated U.S.-Saudi alliance. The Saudis are beginning to panic and realize they're being double-crossed. Webster Tarpley is going to break that down for us at the beginning of the next hour. That's just some of the news that we have on that front. France vows to step up airstrikes in Libya because their darling little rebels have been failing now for many, many weeks in their attacks. Also, officials, again, to give Libyan rebels non-lethal aid. There's the actual headline from the Associated Press. Syria lifts emergency law, sets new curbs on protest. The media is decrying it. Financial Times of London says anger as Assad curbs right to protest, but England itself has banned the right to protest unless you get a special permit. And then even when you do, one poor guy at the G20 was trying to deliver newspapers to a 7-Eleven type store, and the cops beat him to death and then covered it up and then later admitted it. Another key article here from PrisonPlanet.com, Libyan rebels fighting the globalist war. And then something that does irritate me about Islamic countries, I will say is a bad sign, something I don't like about Islam, and this is actually true from my research, Iran is moving to try to ban dogs and harass dog owners. And you know what? I'll keep my dogs. Thank you very much. That's all I have to say. The latest enemies of Iran, dogs and their owners. Now, that doesn't mean Iran should be bombed into the Stone Age. The globalists put poison in our water, and the globalists want to sterilize us. The Iranian control freaks just don't want you to have a dog. For much of the past decade, the communist Chinese don't like it either. They're trying to make Chinese give up their dogs. I guess because Mao Zedong's favorite dish was boiled dog. I'm not joking. The Chinese astronauts, to, quote, keep their energy up, eat dog. Don't believe me, guys? Google Chinese astronauts eat dog to keep their energy up. I believe it's BBC. Shows them eating dog. For much of the past decade, the Iranian government has tolerated what considers a particularly depraved and un-Islamic vice, the keeping of pet dogs. Well, okay. I'll not be joining your club anytime soon. Stay away from my dogs. I wonder what Muslims think about this. I mean, dogs are dirty and evil. Really, all the big studies show the keeping of dogs increases your immune system because it's a zoological buffer and also relaxes the heart, and it's just a great thing. I'm going to keep my French bulldog and Chihuahua, and I'm going to hug them, and I'm going to pat them on the head, and they're going to snuggle me while I sit there at the computer. Okay? Period. Not taking him. Sorry. In fact, we'll put it back. And by the way, the communist Chinese, you're not going to eat my dogs either. And folks in Mexico, you're not getting my dogs for taco meat. A dog, oh, believe me, I've been in southern Mexico. You can go to the local grocery stores. They have dogs and cats. Very delicious. Dogs on the menu for Chinese astronauts. China's first man in space has said the Chinese astronauts eat dog meat, to keep the strength up as they orbit around the Earth. London Telegraph. Look how healthy he looks from eating dog. My point about the dog statement is I see the Nazis as having a depraved, wicked culture that I don't want to be part of. I see the Aztecs as having a depraved, wicked culture that I wouldn't want to be part of. But the globalists tell you you're not allowed to make a cultural statement about what culture is superior, or certain areas of a culture are more superior than others. Some cultures are varied, have things I like, things I don't like. But of course you've got to make a moral judgment about a culture. The globalists just don't want you to have a decision or to have a view so they can tell you what to think. Well, I'll keep my 1776 red-blooded, dog-owning, gun-owning, red meat-eating culture, you know, fast cars, you name it. I'll keep it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Talk to him every day.
Talk to him every day. What do you mean I don't support your system?
I got a court when I have to. What do you mean?
What do you mean I can't get to work on time?
Got nothing better to do.
What do you mean I don't pay my bills?
Why do you think?
What do you think I'm broke?
Here it comes.
There's a new way.
I'll be the first in line.
I'll be the first in line.
Say hi to Dave out there listening. I know Dave doesn't mind when he plays great music. I'm sure he hates me singing along with it, though.
What do you mean I hurt your feelings?
Didn't know you had any feelings.
I didn't know you had any feelings. What do you mean I ain't kind?
Just not your kind.
Not your kind. What do you mean I couldn't be the president
of the United States of America?
People, right? There's a new way. Oh, I'll be the first in line.
They're bringing peace to Libya. Love bombs. Love troops. It's not a ground force. More landing every day. Peace sells. Oh, yes. In fact, now that we're rolling with this, let's just go a little bit further. Crank it up. Hard to turn that off, isn't it? When people don't get it, they just don't get it. Some people like it, their fingers in their ears. He said, oh, the UN, they're going to save us. They're very loving. Have you looked into what the UN does in every country they invade? Oh, yes. They land aircraft and pick up the small children and fly them out. Oh, well, that's all over the news. Let me pull up articles. Crank it. Okay, I'm being teleported back to age 14, excuse me. All right, I got to have some fun here every once in a while. Gallows humor, as they say. All right, why am I so upset today? Ahead of Webster Griffin Tarpley joining us, doctor of history and also an economist, Lord Christopher Monckton, peer of the realm, will also be joining us to get into the latest global warming fraud and his standing for the Scottish Parliament. And we've also, of course, got Steve Watson joining us from Britannia as well via video connection from London, New World Order Command Base Central. And I'm going to be breaking down the latest incredible admissions of the ongoing intensification of the ground buildup and offensive in eastern Libya against Muammar Gaddafi, the individual dumb enough to make a deal with the globalists 6 years ago to be friendly. That was just so they could get their spies in place for what's now happening. The mainstream media admitting that the West has orchestrated the entire Arab Spring. The Saudi Arabians have figured this out and are freaking out and cutting oil production in a desperate gambit to try to get the globalists to back off. The globalists could care less and love the destabilization. They're ruthless, they're cunning, they're evil, and if you won't wake up and grow up, folks, you're defenseless against them. The minute you call them on being a bunch of sociopathic, blood-sucking, parasitical worms in fancy suits, reading off teleprompters, it's game over for the scum. When you learn to love your country and hate your government, as Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin and George Washington and, well, Andrew Jackson, as soon as you rediscover common sense, as soon as you rediscover liberty and freedom, as soon as you rediscovered red-blooded behavior, all the scum, all the perching vultures of the nanny state control freakdom prison political correct grid become, in your eyes, the little chicken-necked, two-inch-tall, weak, pus-filled maggot droppings that they are. The minute you see these pus-filled, carpet-bagging, global ringwraiths for what they are, you can just brush them aside. But right now they're trying to break your will all over the country, banning dodgeball, tag, capture the flag, softball. Government's now coming into softball leagues saying it's too dangerous, you can't do it. They're now coming in saying you got to have special federal, state-approved licensing to have a swim team. Just you've got to have a special federal license to own cows or to have your own property or to raise chickens or to have a garden in your backyard. You've got to have city inspections. Amish have got to be raided. People selling tomatoes on the roadside. SWAT teams undercover, hitting them hard. Little girls can't sell lemonade on the street corner. Girl Scouts can't sell them door to door. All over the country. Parents can't pack lunches for their parents. Parents can't pack lunches for their children. It's all about breaking your will and just absurdly running over you. But the control freaks, the scientific criminal engineers, know exactly what they're doing. That's why they talk with lisping, calm NPR voices to soothe you, like the snake in the Jungle Book, who talks very sweetly and quietly and tries to hypnotize you while his eyes swirl. I remember when I first really woke up to this, when I went to a Smart Growth conference in 1997 in Austin. And I know Mike Hansen's got those videos from the old TV show. He's got to dig those out and get it up on his YouTube archive channel. It's most of the really powerful stuff hadn't been uploaded yet, or I don't know if they can find it. But I go to that event, and it's thousands of city council people, mayors from all over the country, banking heads, former Dallas Cowboys, you know, all these people, and they're up there on the podiums at the Austin Convention Center saying, this is a business. We're going to raise carbon taxes. We're going to take people's property. Only the insiders are going to have access to the property. And it's going to be awesome. And I would go to them, and Michael Dell was there. I talked to him. There's an interview with Michael Dell of Dell Computer. And I said, this is a scam. This is a fraud. They would all laugh at me and arrogantly say, you bet it is. And the Dallas Cowboy got in my face and shoved me out of the way. And it was just a group of hardcore, savage people that knew exactly what they were doing with Agenda 21. And it was a ship of hardcore pirates, high-fiving, laughing. It was not about bunnies and bees and flowers and the earth. It was, we're coming in, we've got control, we're taking over this nation. And they had the heads of three of the big six banks up there admitting. I mean, it was like that scene in They Live, where they go underground and the aliens that are cloaked as humans are saying, welcome, human power elite. In only one short decade, we've consolidated power and bankrupted most of the slaves, and we're taking over. Good job, the human power elite. I mean, I was at this meeting, I got footage of them, and I was like, whoa, they know what they're doing. Well, of course they did when they'd go out to some 2,000-acre ranch, jack the taxes up, force them to sell for pennies on the dollar, 2 years later, take the environmental regs off, build shopping malls on it. I mean, they got former mayors who own the banks that only the money can go through. I mean, it's just so hardcore. It's off the charts. And people better get wise to this. You think the government is wanting to fix the budget? They want you bankrupt. They made the money up out of nothing. For every dollar that's created, a dollar of debt is created to them. And so they're giving you slave training right now that they're going to stick their hands down your pants. They're going to tell you you can't pack your child's lunch. They're going in all over the country. They've already done this in the public schools and even colleges. They're now going into the private schools, the private day camps that have been established for, in some cases, I was reading about in upstate New York's over 100 years old. And they're saying it's over. No more. No more capture the flag. No more nothing. Because we care about you. That's why I've made a video that I've got to say is the most positive response we've ever seen to a video. A couple times a year I do a satire video, a joke video, illustrating absurdity by being absurd. And when you watch this 13-minute video up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and we'll put it up on screen, please. When you watch this video, and it's titled Censored Video, Alex Jones Joins the New World Order. That's the text and the headline. And again, we'll show you the news article and the video on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I'm going to have Watson tomorrow write an article explaining that this video looks hardcore, looks bizarre, as I yell at my employees in a mock satire video. As I yell at the crew and tell them that they're my slaves and that they have to buy their food at the company store, that this has gone on in many cultures for thousands of years, and this is now happening in New York and Illinois and other areas and expanding out nationwide. So this video needs to go mega viral, and of course it is satire, so we have the headline, Censored Video, Alex Jones Joins the New World Order. We could give it the headline, too, alternate, you know, the nanny state gone wild. But as crazy and off the wall as this seems, this is what they're doing. This is what the system is doing, trying to break our will and train us to accept all of this. So again, censored video, Alex Jones joins the New World Order. And I just came up with the idea last Friday. We shot it in about 45 minutes. They edited it on Monday and Tuesday, and we released it last night. And Rob Dew edited it, and Aaron Dyke shot video with him. They did a great job. So did the crew that wanted to take part in it. You don't see a lot of the crew. Some of the crew obviously don't want to be on camera. But anybody that wanted to be on camera here in our crew, so you also get a behind-the-scenes look at the office and the crew. But, again, you can check out the video at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I need to get Watson or Kurt or Steve or one of our great writers to do a write-up on this so that people understand when they watch the video. Some are going, well, this is ridiculous satire. It's still very funny, but they're going, this will never happen. This is already happening and more and more. So I want to do a report on kind of the nanny state for dummies. And that it's not a bunch of limp-wristed liberals that want to keep you safe. This is prisoner social engineering control in their own admissions. And I've got all the top globalists going back to the 1920s when they said we're going to domesticate people in the name of their own good, forced inoculations, food and water will be poisoned with things that make people more passive. We'll break up the family in the name of safety. We'll end corporal punishment so kids will be badly behaved. Only the state will be allowed to mete out in justice, i.e. tasers and the rest of it. I mean, it's all laid out. And I want to really more and more go after this nanny state because it's now going into full gallop. Now, when we come back from break, cops use mobile scanner to steal cell phone data from innocent Americans. And this has been going on nationwide, not just in Michigan. And I want to break down what this really means after the break. It is such a big deal. We've got this attitude from all the cop shows. Well, just support what cops do. Well, does that mean support the illegal things they're told to do? This is illegal. But they're just setting the precedent to do it, just like it's illegal for TSA to stick their hands down your pants. I mean, it's illegal federal and state law. I've had the DAs on. I've had the constitutional scholars on. I've had former congressmen on, current congressmen, lawyers like Bob Barr. It is illegal on its face. They don't care. It's illegal to not test the radiation being released every month at the airports. They don't test them. They don't care. They do what they want. That's what tyranny is all about. Most of what the Nazis did wasn't on the books in Germany. They just did it. All right. I wanted to briefly, just for 3 minutes, quickly, because Ted's got to go to a very exciting meeting about getting us on a big syndicated chain of radio stations. Wow, exciting stuff happening. Ted's got to leave here in just a few minutes. But just in the next 3 minutes, Ted, gold's still up above 1,500, silver surging. You bought gold and silver a few months ago when it was 50, 60 bucks less. You're about to run out of that. It'll still keep running up, and the new stuff you buy will still be lower than where it goes in the future, the evidence shows. But I wanted to briefly have you on with an economic snapshot of what's happening and also the out-of-this-world deals. And, folks, I dare you to find silver at lower prices, gold at lower prices, in these radio specials. Ted, tell us what you got.
Yeah, 1507 is where gold is, 4543 silver. It's up $1.50 since we were last on air just yesterday. Right now, presently, I'm holding the price on those videos, $115. I will be marking them up higher tonight because I have to. So if you want to get on that silver dollar video deal, get it.
Because it already went up $5 a week ago. Now silver's run up so much more. Three silver dollars, over $120 value, and that's low in the market. Free shipping, three of my best-selling films, so that's about $70 to $5 or so off. I mean, you cannot beat the deal. 800-686-2237, 800-686-237. What about The Creature from Jekyll Island, a silver dollar in that book? How much is that?
Yeah, that's another one. $41 I deliver The Creature from Jekyll Island book, and you get a silver dollar with it. And that getting that book is just so important.
So that's about a $65 value because the book's 20 plus bucks in stores. You're paying 13, 14 bucks for it. That's at cost on the silver dollar for you. So then the free book and the free shipping. It's a free book and free shipping when you get the silver dollar as a loss leader to introduce you to gold and this and silver and to introduce you to this information. Ask about the radio specials, 800-686-2237. I only promote what I believe in. And I believe that food prices would go up. They have. I believe that oil prices would go up. They have. I believe gold and silver would go up. They have. Silver's up 5-6 times. Gold's more than 4 times what it was 11 years ago. Proof's in the pudding. The mainline news still tells you don't buy gold. Only idiots buy it. And mostly yuppies follow orders because they love to be trendy. 800-686-2237. The globalists do not want you to get this gold and silver. Briefly, Ted, what are some of the other radio specials on Frank's, Sovereigns, Buffaloes, Maple Leafs? Give us a list of what folks can ask for when they call to get the mega good deal.
Yeah, well, let me just run through them real quick. Eagles are at 1600. Buffaloes are at 1650. Really good buy, Frank's right now, 326. You get a full year subscription to the International Forecaster. British Sovereigns are at 405. Walking Liberty halves, presently right now, 2061. They have to move up in price. Just about everything I have right now, I'm holding back. And you know, bullion bars, gold right now, great time to buy. By the way, there's only about $1.5 trillion worth of gold bullion out there to buy, and there's $200 billion in assets. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, if any of that money moves over...
Oh, the universities are rushing in and buying billions in gold. UT just bought $1 billion. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. We'll be right back to get into the 1984 behavior of the police nationwide hacking your cell phones illegally.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
You know that the Supreme Court is hearing the case of the FBI putting GPS tracker boxes on the bottoms of people's cars. And the media is like, oh, they've got to stop them. They might be cocaine dealers. We don't need warrants to do this to you. Meanwhile, the big mega banks on record launder almost all the drug money. The CIA is constantly being caught in Miami and other states. Esquire's written articles about police pull up to do a drug bust. It's a jet full of cocaine, heroin, you name it. And they just flash CIA badges and then are ordered by the state police who are under their control and the FBI to release them. And they've caught 18-wheelers in Texas full of 3 tons of cocaine. They're ordered to release them. My point is, it's all a stinking fraud. Let's just be honest about it. Okay? Now, that said, all over the country, and I told you about this years ago because it's in the specs of the cell phones. And this stuff is leaked out. First place I saw it was 2003 in the Green Bay paper with the governor at a federal threat fusion center showing how they could type in your name with your Social Security number or driver's license and then instantly pull up where you were real time via your cell phone off of GPS triangulation. The cell phone doesn't have GPS. The cell tower's triangulated. They have GPS. Now, continuing with this information, Paul Joseph Watson has the article on it. Cops use mobile scanner to steal cell phone data from innocent Americans. And this is also at CBS News, CNET News, ACLU, Michigan cops stealing driver's phone data. And when they pull you over, they have wireless systems. They also have a system where they can plug it in. And this is the whole excuse nationwide is to see if you've been texting. Just like they have federal grants to make them take blood from you at checkpoints now. It's all about them getting into your body, getting into your laptops. Homeland Security, TSA, is now taking for years laptops and cell phones and downloading the data. No judge, no jury. They're going to radiate you. They're going to put their hands down your pants, your children's pants, and they're going to steal your data. Well, now the police are being trained to do this. But they also have wireless systems that grab it, and that's what Google got caught in Europe doing. And now they announced, what, 2 months ago, that, oh, the government's going to provide wireless internet to the public over the fleet of Postal Service vehicles. And, oh, yeah, they'll also monitor things with it. And they'll have the same mast on them like Google stealing your data. And it goes on. The Michigan State Police have started using handheld machines called extraction devices to download personal information from motorists they pull over, even if they're not suspected of any crime. Now, imagine, in America, I'm pulling you over for speeding. Give me your cell phone. I'm plugging it in. And then they download what's on it with no warrant, and it immediately cracks the code, gets passcodes, photos, phone list, and when the ACLU did a FOIA request to get this, they slammed them back with a $500,000-plus bill, claiming that's how much it costs to give them the data. So just incredible. Michigan police search cell phones during traffic stops. ACL seeks information on Michigan program that allows cops to download information from smartphones. This came out last year in England. In London, they're testing it, where they have systems that break in while you're walking around and grab it. Here's another one, London Guardian. iPhone keeps record of everywhere you go. Privacy fears raised. As researchers reveal, file on iPhone that stores location coordinates and timestamps of owners' movements. And this was all under the Telecommunications Act of 96. Now, the point is, this is illegal. But they don't care. They're going to pull you over. They're going to demand your phone. They're going to grab it and plug it in. And within seconds, download everything off of it. It's got to be, because the phones are designed, all the smartphones, under law, to give them everything. And by the way, you may think you've got a cheap phone that's just a flip phone. Those are smartphones, too. Under the Telecommunications Act of 96, by October 1st, 2001, all phones had to be compliant. Now, they've got these systems being retrofitted on the government vehicles to drive around stealing everything. They use Google as the NSA front. Now, if you did this as a private citizen, it's called cell phone hacking, and it's got long prison sentences. But they just do it. No Fourth Amendment, no Fifth Amendment. But meanwhile, they've confirmed the Border Patrol has been ordered to stand down and not arrest illegals running around murdering and killing.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.